We now have a special keynote presentation. We're pleased to welcome James Burrell of DuPont. Jim is Executive Vice President of the company, and today he'll share some valuable insights with us. Jim?
Thanks for the warm introduction, and congratulations to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers on what promises to be a dynamic Ag Connect Expo and Summit. It's a pleasure to be with you here this evening. It's truly an impressive group that we have assembled, farmers from around the country and the world, agribusiness leaders, representatives from key industry, education, trade associations, all gathered here to celebrate agriculture. I grew up on a farm in Iowa, and I've been fortunate to continue to spend my days engaged in food and agriculture. As a farm kid, I raised cattle in 4-H. I baled hay. I did all the other chores that are typical or were typical then on an Iowa farm. Today, I've got the opportunity to work for one of the world's leading companies that focuses on ensuring there's enough nutritious, safe food for billions of families around the world. Here in Kansas City and in places around the world, people are gathering around the table to discuss something that's near and dear to our hearts and also our stomachs, and that's food. And agriculture is at the center of those discussions. We live in a world where nearly a billion people suffer from chronic malnutrition and hunger. Just last year, our global population reached 7 billion people. By 2050, we'll certainly top 9 billion. Take a moment to imagine that. 140,000 people will be added every day for the next 37 years. And each of those 2 billion people will have one common need: to eat. You can't discuss solutions to feeding a growing world without discussing agriculture. And in order to grow enough food to adequately feed those billions, we're going to have to double the amount of food we produce today. This imperative of addressing the needs of a growing global population makes Ag Connect and other gatherings of innovators extremely vital. We need innovators, like many of you here today, working together to address the local challenges that result in hunger. At DuPont, our approach to global food security, or ensuring that people have access to enough nutritious food, rests on four key principles. First, we find that science is universal, but solutions have to be local. Secondly, collaboration is what really unlocks the answers that science can provide. Third, science has to become local wisdom. Know-how has to be brought to the people and the places that need it most. And lastly, solutions to feed a growing population have to be sustainable in the truest sense of the word, not only environmentally, but also economically and socially. Last year at DuPont, we laid out specific targets for supporting improved food security around the world. We said that during the next 10 years, we'll invest at least $10 billion in research and development aimed at food-related research, food and agriculture-related research, which will lead to us introducing at least 4,000 new products designed to produce more food, to enhance nutrition, to improve food and agriculture sustainability and safety, to boost food availability and shelf life, and reduce waste. We also want to help improve the livelihoods of at least 3 million farmers in their rural communities through targeted collaborations and investments. We want to engage at least 2 million young people globally in food and agriculture before 2020 through programs like FFA and 4-H and educational and scholarship opportunities in our communities. There's so much need and so much opportunity for smart young people working together to help us confront the global food challenge. No one entity has all the answers. We know that collaboration is key, and finding the best solutions, perhaps specific products from DuPont, will require the full understanding of everyone. No one entity has all the answers, but as part of our commitment to food security, DuPont has commissioned the development of a comprehensive measurement tool that addresses country by country the key elements that comprise food security, the factors that make up food security. Since the launch of the Global Food Security Index, we've introduced the tool and facilitated discussions in countries around the world, all focused on how we can best pool our resources and help countries target the limited resources to ensure that people have enough food to eat. It allows us to comprehensively examine the drivers of food security on a country-by-country basis in 105 countries around the world. And as we've done for decades, we're working every day with local farmers around the world to address the obstacles they face. And while the global drought in particular has been devastating, the demand for food continues to grow. And with each day, our population increases. And with each day, the discussion of how to feed more people sustainably becomes even more timely. Each day, the challenges of feeding a world grows greater, but in fact, I'm optimistic that these challenges can be met if we work together. No one person, no company, no government, no organization alone can do this. It'll take the collective effort of all of us to tackle the challenge. But like so many things in life, we also find that collaboration is often easier said than done. It's tough work to identify the real problem you're trying to solve and to engage the right people and to find a way for them to create something that's more than just the sum of the individual contributions. Take a moment, though, and consider the power that exists in the summit and trade show that we're at today. And think about the meaningful and sustainable difference for people around the world that events like this can help create. From the latest in technology, equipment, and ideas to promote agricultural production and efficiencies, our time at AgConnect will allow us to take a glimpse at the future of agriculture. These innovations will continue to help farmers and growers improve quality and yields. I've been privileged to talk with farming families from Indiana to Malawi and from Iowa to Brazil, literally around the world, about their aspirations and their challenges. And I've learned that both about the incredible progress that's being made, but also about the enormous need and challenge that we have to do much more. The experiences have reinforced my strong belief that we have to collaborate like never before across public and private sectors. We have to focus on local solutions, on transferring knowledge and know-how, and always have an eye on sustainability. But the experience has also raised a question that's still with me today. What is it that's really holding us back? What is it that's keeping us from fully unleashing the potential that exists within groups like this group assembled here tonight to really nourish exponentially more people than our collective individual contributions could ever do? I'd encourage each of you to give that some thought tonight and while you're here at AgConnect. I do believe that the seeds of the solutions we seek are here this week. And lastly, I want to thank you for all that you're doing individually and collectively to promote innovation in agriculture and connecting farmers to that latest technology. And a special thank you to the farmers that are with us tonight who play such a critical and, in fact, a noble role in helping us feed the planet. Thank you very much.